Speaking of, footsteps behind me and my straight razor appears in my hand. Maybe I don't know if there will be trouble, but the razor sure as hell thinks so.
You're actually here.
I know that voice. I turn around to see a man with a crooked smile, shoulder-length blonde hair with too much product in it. He's wearing the same black leather jacket he did 30 years ago, and his jeans are still too tight. It's like I never left. Except that his face is too gaunt, his eyes too sunken, too haunted. Sallow skin, lines around his eyes, his mouth. 30 years of hard living. He doesn't look great. Hell, he doesn't even look good. David, I don't move other than to shift the razor in my hand so light glances off it. His eyes flicker to it, and the smile falters.
Heard you were in town. I didn't believe it, because the Eric Carter I knew wasn't stupid and wouldn't have come back here.
Oh, I think we both know Eric Carter is plenty stupid. Now he looks full on at the razor, then back at me, and smiles.
Hey, man.
Water under the bridge. If you still got beef with me, fine. But I ditched my grudge with you a long time ago. How about we call a truce? Go somewhere quiet. I'll even buy you a drink. Think of it as a frenemy thing.
I fold the razor closed and slide it into my coat pocket. Water under the bridge, my ass. Last time we saw each other, we exchanged words, fists, then magic. We beat the crap out of each other. I knocked his teeth out with a crowbar, then summoned a bunch of dead cockroaches to run up his body and into his bleeding mouth. Pretty much ended the fight when he ran away, choking and screaming. Sure. Thought I saw a Denny's down the road. Let's go there. Brightly lit, good sight lines, no cover.
I was kind of thinking my casino. There's at least one quiet bar in it. We could...
You know that's not gonna happen.
Jesus, fine, Denny's. Wanna ride?
I'll see you there.
Dude, come on. I got a new car. I don't get to show this thing off to anybody.
David walks to a slick black Tesla at the curb. Looks great. Very you. He shakes his head and gets into the car.
Welcome.
He tries to rev it and, well, it's a Tesla. I can almost feel him seething as he drives off. David Jewell. A casino, huh? I wonder who you killed for it.